This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Welcome to the show, and thanks so much for tuning in. It's been a little more than a month since Wisconsin's historic gubernatorial recall election, and while the state's political rhetoric has finally begun to die down, even if the partisanship hasn't, national politics are just heating up. The country is still processing the landmark Supreme Court ruling upholding the Affordable Care Act, President Obama's signature health care reform law, although Governor Scott Walker has said he will not implement any health care changes until after the November election. Meanwhile, President Obama and Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney are in the midst of a campaign slugfest, and the economy and jobs creation, a primary campaign promise of Governor Walker, remain fixed on the collective mind. To help us get a better sense of where Wisconsinites stand on the state of both the nation and the state, the Wisconsin Economic Scorecard has released the results of its second quarterly survey. The scorecard is a product of WisBusiness.com, UWM, and WUWM, and was conducted by UWM's Center for Urban Initiatives and Research. Joe Serra is the manager for the center, and he conducted the research for this survey. 594 Wisconsinites participated. Sarah joins Lake Effect's Stephanie Lecce on the line from UWM and weighs in on whether last month's recall election results were reflected in the survey responses.
To some degree, definitely. What you see is an increase in people who say that the state is moving in the right direction. And if you break that down by party identification or by political ideology, you see a decrease in people saying that the state is headed in the right direction among Democrats or liberals, and an increase and people saying that the state's moving in the right direction among conservatives or Republicans. Although you also see an increase in people saying that the state's moving in the right direction among moderates as well.
Was partisanship the only determinant factor in how someone would respond to whether they felt Wisconsin was on the right track, or were there other considerations that you looked into?
Our analysis indicates that that's probably the main factor, but also the perception of people's own finances. So I guess evaluations of their personal financial situations also play a role. So people who see themselves as in excellent financial health tend to say that the state is on the right track, and people who feel that their finances are poor or fair are more likely to say that we're headed in the wrong direction. And that remains true even after kind of holding partisanship or party identification constant.
The same seemed to be true when the respondents were asked about the state of Wisconsin's economy. Overall, how confident are Wisconsinites about how our economy is doing right now?
I would say that on balance, Wisconsin residents are relatively negative about the state of the economy. When respondents were asked to rate the current economy on a scale from poor to fair to good to excellent, the most common response was fair. A slightly smaller group said good. Almost no one said excellent. And there was a substantial number saying poor. And partisanship, party identification definitely played a role in shaping that pattern of responses as well. But actual, like, personal finances, a factor like union membership and those types of variables had more of an impact on people's evaluation of the economy. It's a little bit less of an abstract thing asking about the economy than just, you know, which direction are we headed in, you know, generally. So real-life situations definitely played a larger role.
Well, let's talk a little bit about those real-life situations. Were respondents struggling with their personal finances? How did it break down among the 594 Wisconsinites you polled?
So I would say that it's actually a fair reflection of how people are seeing the state economy overall. Again, we asked if, you know, people would characterize their personal financial circumstances as poor, fair, good, or excellent. And the most common responses were fair or good. Only about 6% of people said excellent, around 40% said good, 35% fair, and then 15 to 20% said poor. Very few people said that their finances were excellent. I mean, and more people said fair or poor than good or excellent, and I think that lines up pretty well with the result that shows that over half of the state residents have had at least one major personal financial problem over the last half year or so.
Compared to last quarter's results, did we see any changes in terms of respondents' expectations for the economy's future?
Yeah, we definitely did see a change. So in terms of evaluating the economy right now, we didn't see much, like the current economy, we didn't see much of a change between now and last quarter. But there's definitely been a decrease in optimism regarding how people feel the economy is going to perform over the next year. Back in March, most people thought that the economy was going to improve. And now the most common answer is that the economy will stay the same.
I wonder, do you think that information will be significant for those running elections come November?
You know, it can be difficult predicting how evaluations of the economy are going to impact elections when, I mean, for example, since we have a Republican governor and then a Democratic president, people from different parties tend to interpret information about the state and the national economy pretty differently. And also, Wisconsin residents, one thing that we asked that we actually didn't include in the report, we asked, how connected do you think Wisconsin's economy is with the United States economy? And most people say that the Wisconsin economy just depends somewhat on the health of the U.S. economy and not totally. But there's a fair amount of overlap there. So it can be really difficult to predict how this type of information is going to play out.
Of course, since the last scorecard was released last quarter, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the Affordable Care Act. How much did partisanship impact the results that you got on how Wisconsinites felt about the Affordable Care Act?
Partisanship played a very large role. So generally speaking, on aggregate, Wisconsin residents say that the law is more likely to hurt than help the state economy over the long term. But if you break those results down by party, over 80% of Republicans say that the law is going to hurt. Independents are much more evenly split, and Democrats, between 50 and 60%, think that the law is going to help the state economy. So opinions on this question are almost completely a reflection of partisanship for people who belong to one of the two parties. In terms of what kind of impact they thought it would have on their personal health care-related costs, the most common response was that it wouldn't have much effect on individuals. So most people saw that the law is not going to affect them personally. But for among those who thought that the law would affect them personally, more people thought it would hurt them than help them.
Was this also dependent on the respondents' personal financial situations?
I would say yes. People who characterized their current finances as poor or fair, they were about split on whether it would hurt or help them. But people who said that their personal finances were good or excellent, they were much more likely to say that the law was not going to affect them personally.
Joe, what's the takeaway from this survey, especially as we compare it to last quarter's?
Well, I would say that in terms of the direction of the state, we're definitely seeing an increase in partisan polarization, right? So people on the left are more unhappy than they were last quarter. People on the right are happier. But we're also seeing moderates, the people in the middle, we're seeing them a little bit more satisfied with the direction of the state overall. In terms of economic performance, people see the performance of the economy as flat, but are definitely a little bit less optimistic. Important thing to take away here is that drop in optimism is almost completely concentrated among people who characterize their current finances as only fair or poor. People who feel that financially they're doing excellent, they remain very optimistic. So you know the term, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Well, in this case, the rich expect things to continue getting better, and the people who aren't as well off, they feel that things are going to stay about the same or not improve.
Well, Joe, Sarah, thank you so much for sharing these results with us.
Thanks. It was a pleasure.
Researcher Joe Sarah is the manager for UWM's Center for Urban Initiatives and Research. He shared with us the latest Wisconsin Economic Scorecard, a quarterly survey of Wisconsin residents sponsored by WisBusiness.com, UWM, and WUWM. It was conducted by the Center for Urban Initiatives and Research. You can get the survey results from a link at WUWM.com/legeffect. Well, another thing that's been on everyone's mind is the weather. The extreme temperatures and continuing drought make everything a little bit harder, including any gardening you might be attempting. Melinda Myers joins us next with some tips on how to help your trees, plants, and lawn survive. Lake Effect returns with that in just a moment on Milwaukee Public Radio. Thank you.